Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sanders out of town. And if you don't think this man is a glutton for punishment, he has gone to Cincinnati to watch his Bengals play the Detroit Lions. How do you think that's going to turn out, Dima?
I will say yesterday I was leaving the show, and I can confirm that Kelly got in a scooter to go get his groceries. So I don't know what he took to get to Cincinnati, but I can guarantee you one thing, that he didn't have to do anything to get up there.
Now, did you hear that? Jay Ladner joins us right now, men's basketball coach. The man went in a grocery store on a scooter, Coach.
Only because I know him. And as soon as y'all started telling the story, I wish you could see me. I was smiling because I know the deal.
Jay, oh man, Jay, you know that that man doesn't do anything by himself for himself. Everything we have to do everything for him.
I understand.
Buy his lunch.
I know him. I've known him for a long time.
The only thing he'll ever do for himself is eat.
Yeah. Tell me if this surprises you, Coach, and then we will get the basketball. So we're doing the show yesterday in Laurel, and Kelly and I and the young man that sells our Laurel station all went to lunch, and we all had our lunch. I got up to go use the restroom and wash my hands, and when I came back, the young waitress hands me this ticket, and she says, this is $28. And I said, but for one lunch? And I hear over, I forgot to bring my wallet.
That doesn't surprise me. In fact, I'd have been surprised the other way.
Absolutely.
So, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get off, Kelly. We're glad to have you back on the show. Of course, you know, we always enjoy our conversations with you. And we talked to Missy Bilderback yesterday, and getting close to the start of the season, and she was explaining to us all the new players on the team and all the adjustments you have to make. And I think you had told me one time before, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, but probably no sport has been more affected by all the new regulations, the transfer portal, the NIL, and all of that, than men's basketball. Is that fair to say?
I think it's very fair. And I think it's the nature of it. Of course, you have a little bit of a smaller roster. Men's basketball, of course, is a nationwide, is a huge machine driven by a lot of money and a lot of revenue. And when you have that, and you have basically free agency and a player been able to leave every single year, almost all of them chasing some more money. I'm not saying they shouldn't do that. I think the rules are such that it makes it tough, but absolutely, and answer your question, Bob, it is very difficult in this day and time. Here's what happens at the mid-major level where Southern Miss is. If they come in and do really well, it's hard for, even though we're very competitive in the NIL space with people our level, it's very difficult for those guys. It's very, very difficult for us to hold on to high achievers. If they're not, if they come in and they don't do very well, it's not that we want to move them as much as sometimes there are people outside that are in their ear. And that's a whole different story. Dima probably can relate to the stories as far as this is concerned. They all have handlers. They all have, right. Now they have agents, right. But they all have people in their ear. And they're, hey, well, it's not that maybe the player just needs a little more seasoning. He just needs to come in and, you know, usually used to freshmen, unless they were just really, really good, rarely played anyway. Well, they're expecting to play right then.
Right.
And so it works both ways. It works if they do really well, they're very productive. It's hard for us to keep the Power Five schools who have deeper pockets than we do. And then if they don't do very well, most of the time, it's not their fault, so to speak. So they're looking for a different, a greener pasture. So it's danged if you do, danged if you don't. It really reminds me of my time that I coached at Jones Junior College, and you pretty much had a new roster every year. So we've got 14 of our 18 players on the roster this year. 14 of our 18 are new.
That's crazy.
But and here's the deal. It's going to be like that probably again next year. And again, we even tell them, of course, we've made some adjustments, and we'll tell them in recruiting, our goal is to create value in you. You got to do your part, but we want to create value. And next year that we're going to, if they have eligibility remaining, we want you to have to, let's come in the spring and let's talk about, hey, you've got an opportunity to go make you some serious money, some life changing type money. And so we got so, or you just say, hey, I love being at Southern Miss and I like my development. I can stay here. So that's kind of how we've tried to embrace that situation. And, but you're right. It makes it really, really tough to build. And Missy, of course, who's doing a great job, by the way. Missy understands that as well. It's very difficult to build continuity. It's difficult to build chemistry. And you have a very short period of time. So you better be making sure you're getting the right kind of guys, right kind of girls in her case, that are high, that are about winning, that have high character, that are going to be already understand that they want to be part of a team. But again, the bottom line, that they're going to do whatever, embrace whatever role that they have that impacts winning. So it's a difficult situation that all of us in, but it's also a blessing too to be able to coach at this level.
Jay, can you kind of explain that just a bit more about, you mentioned it a little bit, but I think roster size in college basketball is the reason it feels like all the mid-majors are churned so much. What is it? It's 13 scholarships, right? On the top of my head, is it 13?
Well, it's 13. Here's the NCAA changed the rule, Dima, this year.
Okay.
It's been 13, and the women are 15.
Right.
Okay. And I want some equal rights too, right? But the women are 15. The men have been 13. They do allow you now to go to 15 if your school approves that. Of course, it was late in the game, and so we're operating with 13 scholarships this year. But there are other ways to fund those. So. It doesn't really, let me just put it this way, it doesn't really affect us. And let me address roster size. Roster size up to this year has been unlimited. And when I say unlimited, you could have, if you wanted to have 25 guys on your roster, of course you could do that. And we always carried 16 players. And normally would redshirt one or so of those guys. Last year we got into a bind, of course, with injuries, and we lost a couple of guys right off the gate. We had some guys that were hurt for a good portion of the year, and we actually got down several times where we were having Tate Ryder was one of our GAs who had played for us. Tate would have to dress out at practice, and so we would have enough bodies at practice last year. So this year we said, again, they go to a roster size of 15. Let me make sure we say that. And so you say, well, how do y'all have 18? Well, if they were the way they're figuring this out, so if they were a carryover player, we had four players returning, those players don't count against your roster. So we, by rule, could actually have 19 players by this year. Well, as those players that are returning begin to cycle out, utilize their eligibility and don't have any more eligibility remaining, then those roster sizes will across the country will eventually all go down to 15. Let's say theoretically in 3 years they'll all be down to 15. If that makes sense, what I'm trying to tell you. So the guys that are returning don't count against your roster size. And so we said, well, why don't we go ahead and go to 18 with the we actually had 19 at one point, but we'll go to 18. We're down to 18. We go to 18, and that way, if we have a couple of guys we need to redshirt, we can do that and give us a head start for next year. So that's how we got to 18. Well, of course, since then, 18, we've had Blake Lindor has torn his knee up. He was a starter for Long Island University last year, who won their league and went to the NCAA tournament. Going to be a good player for us. He'll be out this year, but of course it'll help us going into next year. Mm-hmm. And then we've had a few other guys. IJ Azuma had surgery. He's still up in the air whether he's a big guy for us or whether he's going to play. So we're quickly down to 16 guys, so I'm kind of glad we had those extra bodies. But that's I hope I answered your question in context about roster size.
We're talking to head basketball coach Jay Ladner. Coach, can you stick around for another segment?
Yep, be glad to.
All right, Dean will have more questions for him on the other side of the break. Me as well. As we head into the break, I want to remind you about Forest Healthcare. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but don't forget about the most important player. That's you. Get an annual physical, exercise, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care. It's closer to home, foresthealth.org. And as we head to the break, Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mobay Beignet Company, want to say hello to those good friends of ours. Still to come, more with head basketball coach Jay Ladner and Justin Harris from Fuzzy's Tacos is our guest picker today. We've got a lot, lots more to do. Stick around. All right, more with our conversation with basketball coach Jay Ladner in just a second. But first, let me remind you about Eagle Tire West. It's a great place to go for premium Goodyear tire products, full auto and service at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company. They're new, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters. Go by and tell former baseball star Matt Warren at Eagle Tire West. You heard about him on the Eagle Hour. All right, back to our conversation with Jay Ladner. Pick up where you left off, Dima.
Yeah, we were talking about roster size, and I guess we kind of talked about it a lot in the last segment. So, Coach, I guess we could just talk more about your team. You know, you mentioned just two or three returning players, so it's a whole new roster, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are pretty unfamiliar with your team. So I think we're just about a month out from tip-off, so maybe just run through some key players you think will be in your in your starting lineup.
Yep, I will. I will take a quick promo. You know, we'll be at home on the 20th of October for an exhibition game. Be a great opportunity to see us against Houston. It's Houston. Used to be Houston Baptist. They've changed their name to Houston Christian of the Southland Conference. And so we'll have an exhibition game against them on October the 20th at 6:00. So people get a chance to see the new look guys, but. Really exciting group, very talented group. Our assistant coaches, I think, did a great job of putting this roster together. Just some guys that have had just really, really good springs. There's a young man named Falu Donye. He's a transfer to us from Western Kentucky. Hurt his knee last year, but he's close to being healthy. 6'10", really reminds me of a Felipe Haas, and I know that's putting him in some big shoes, and I tell him that all the time. But he has that type of game, shoots it really well. I don't know if there's a better 6'10" kid in the country as far as the way he can shoot the three, which really gives you a weapon if you can have that in his size. But he got really, like Felipe did, has a really, really high basketball IQ. And he'll be someone to watch for us.
From Western Kentucky, right?
Play Western Kentucky, that's correct. You know, he's, of course, from the African continent, but there's a basketball academy run by the NBA. There's one in South America. There's one, of course, in NBA Africa. It's called, and he was prestigious enough to come through that academy. So he's really been well prepared and trained and has a great basketball IQ. And the only reason he's not back at Western, of course, is he got hurt, and they were unsure of his status medically. But he's really, really done well and really got my attention, and great young man, good leader as well. Another player that's going to be, I think, very impactful for us is an Ole Miss transfer. His name's Robert Cowherd. This is another player coming. Of course, you can kind of see the niche we were kind of getting, guys that were coming off injuries. But Robert Cowherd's about a 6'5", 6'6", guard. His dad, family's from Jackson, Mississippi. Of course, his mother lives in Atlanta now. When Ole Miss played last year, they in their preseason scrimmage, they played Houston. Of course, he went on to play for the national championship. Robert was their first player off the bench. During that game, he tore his knee and ended up playing actually a little bit toward the end of the year, kind of got going again. So he's another one coming off injuries, has been very impressive. Isaac Tavares was the number 3 rated junior college player in the country at South Plains last year. They played in the junior college Final Four. Really good program there. And Isaac's been a very impressive 6'5 guard. I tell you, a player who's probably, he's not surprised me, but I think he's going to surprise a lot of people, is Dylan Brumfield. Dylan's a local player, played at Oak Grove High School, played 2 years at Pearl River under Chris Stoney and their great program, and then played 2 years at William Carey. The last 2 years at Carey, of course, we play Carey every year, Dima. He's had 23, and he had 27 on us last year. Yeah. Big guard, 6'4", and I last year when we he was getting 27 on us. You know, of course, I turned to my assistant and said, "Guys, I think we may have missed on this one." And so he had one more year of eligibility left, so it's great. And I'll be surprised if he doesn't start. He's been very impressive. Young man that decommitted from Memphis, kid named Felipe Patino, can really, really shoot the ball. Played for Thomas Gray at Eastern Florida State Community College. It's going to be, I know I'm mentioning some players, and of course I'm leaving a few out. Tegra is a big Tegra 7-footer. That's a name that'll resonate with some of our fan base. You know, he's back healthy again and very determined that he's going to make a big impact for us this year since he missed most of last season. He's done really well. Jahe Benet is a young man that has played at Alcorn State. Strong and incredibly athletic, 6'8" forward, has had a good fall for us. I'm spitting these names out so fast. Young man that played it in Oklahoma City, a Division II school, really good player. He's been really good. Montgomery, Brewer Carruth, outstanding Summers, and Bully Weeks, a kid from Southwest Community College. I'm trying to go through my roster. I don't have my roster in front of me going through in my head. Kid named Kurt Lewis. Kurt Lewis was the National Junior College Player of the Year 2 years ago, transferred from Eastern Kentucky. So it kind of goes back on your question a few minutes ago, Dima, about the roster and all that. You know, these are mostly new names other than Teg Rizé and Jet Montgomery and Brewer Carruth, you know. And I'm certain that I've, just in my haste, have left off one or two, because it's going to have to be a success by committee. I really like our team. I think we're certainly the deepest that we've been since I've been here. I think overall the most talented. We've had some really, really good players over the last few years. I think this year we just have more of them. And so I think we would be able to sustain some of those highs and lows that you get during the season with injuries and sickness, because basketball is such a long year.
All right, Coach, let me ask you this. How hard is it for a guy like you to have to deal with this every year? Not just you, but coaches of your generation.
Yeah.
Because I know in the past you developed kids. You bring a kid as a freshman. You watch him grow for 3 or 4 years. It's just like a new world, right?
He's good. He's dealt with Kelly plenty. There's nothing worse than that.
that helped prepare him, yes.
I hope Kelly's listening. Y'all talking bad about him when he's not there. Talking bad about my guy, no. you know, it's It's not, Bob, what in my opinion, of course, they don't ask my opinion of really what I think it should be. And, you know, I'm about, and I think 99% of your coaches, y'all's coaches that were at y'all schools growing up, it was the same way. I mean, it's about teaching kids more than what they learn on the court. As we always say, there's more to coaching than the X's and O's. And the NCAA has almost legislated that out of your, you know, of what we're supposed to be doing. That's what a coach is supposed to be doing. And, you know, teaching values and hard work and perseverance and dealing with adversity. And you know, it's very difficult these days. And, of course, I talk to many, many, you know, hundreds of coaches over the course of a year, and it's amazing how everybody says the same thing, yet we continue to go in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping at some point that the NCAA, and they've had their hands forced in their defense on several things with lawsuits and things like that, but it's very difficult to do the job, and I mean I think the way it's supposed to be done, and that's exactly what you said. Here's the deal, Bob. And I've got a good friend of mine that is one of the vice chancellors or presidents. I'm not sure exactly what they call him down at LSU. And he and I grew up together here in Hattiesburg. He retired from Ole Miss in the state of Mississippi. He's at LSU now. Huge sports fan, really connected with Southern Miss as far as keeping up with us and so forth. And he was one of my high school teammates and, like I said, childhood friends. And he told me the other day, he said the days of Southern Miss having – the Reggie Colliers and the Brett Favres and the Clarence Weatherspoons are over. And it kind of shocked me how he said that. And he said, y'all still be able to get them. You're just never going to have them for 4 years anymore. Right. And you know what? Where they build that legacy. And that's sad. And if you kind of go back to what we're talking about here, that's not right. It's not right, guys changing every year. What about if you had just eternal free agency in professional sports and you had, they were changing, there were no contracts and they were just changing teams every year? I mean, I think the interest and the viewership and all that stuff would go down a lot. You know, it says something that you have, there is free agency, but you have these teams that you can identify with for the most part. You know, at least for 4 or 5 years as their contracts, you know, run. So it's very difficult, Bob, in this day and time to build that where you have these type of legacy teams. I mean, just think of the NIT team that started. You talk about Coach Turk in 1984-85. Coach Turk took Randolph Keyes, Derek Hamilton, John White, and Casey Fisher as freshmen. Started them about the second half of the season once we got into league play, took some lumps, only won 7 games. People didn't realize that. Won 7 games in 1984 and 85, school year. But in 85, those same guys that were sophomores went and played Florida at the NIT, won the NIT the next year, and then got robbed from the NCAA tournament committee the following year.
All right, Coach. I'm sorry. We got to go. But we really appreciate you, Coach. Have you back
on
soon.
Look forward to next time.
All right.
All right, thank y'all.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, our thanks to basketball coach Jay Ladner joining us first half of the show. Interesting conversation about the game itself and all the new faces. We say 14, all but 2 players on the roster new from last year, and that, friends, is the face of basketball. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. It's a great place for baseball and softball training if you're an adult and want to be better in your chosen sport. Check them out. They've got a program for you, too. Great pro shop as well. Appreciate all that they do at DBAT. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Deem and I talking about that in my office, just really overwhelming how many of you do that every month, and we're very, very grateful to you for downloading our show. You can find it tonight on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. We'll play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for everybody, Dima, except Kelly Santer. And as you can understand why, no woman wants to respond to any questions of Kelly's.
Yeah, no comment.
Did you miss him? I mean, he's not sitting beside you. Repaired your chair. Did you notice that? Because we didn't want you to suffer like that again.
That was tough on Wednesday. I have to admit, I didn't sleep well Wednesday night. I kept having nightmares of Kelly's belly.
Our good buddy Justin Harris at Fuzzy's Tacos, also the owner manager of Dickie's Barbecue. Glad to have him back on the show. He's going to be our guest picker today, and I know this doesn't surprise you, Justin. We had Dima sitting in a really small chair Wednesday. Kelly was sitting to his left, and Dima complained that when he looked over to his left, all he could see was this mass of a black shirt with lips on the top of it talking. Does that surprise you?
I can't say it surprises me at all.
How about that he drove a scooter in the corner market to get his groceries?
That will go viral if somebody videoed it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You should have done that. What were you thinking, David? Hey, we're glad to have Justin Harris on the show. And, you know, Justin, it occurred to me this morning that when we started this show 10 years ago, you have been with us every month we've been on the air for 10 years. And really can't say thank you enough for that, man. We're very, very grateful to you for your support of our program.
Yes, sir. Happy to be involved. I appreciate all that you do for the Golden Eagles and for the restaurant.
Well, let's talk about the restaurant for a minute. You and I have had these conversations over the past couple of years as to how badly the business community needed the football team to turn around and what a big impact successful football can have on business owners like yourself. So we're 3-2. You know, we've won the same number of games already halfway through the season that the team won the last two previous years. What have you seen from your end as a result of the improved football play?
Well, Bob, you know, we have discussed it in years prior, and I think already this year as well. But winning and the energy and excitement is a big difference this year compared to the past few years. Just in ourselves alone, I mean, you're looking at, you know, weekends are up, you know, 25% to 35%. Saturdays have been up 30% to 40%. Just that day alone, just with the environment and atmosphere that we have at USM with Coach Huff here this year.
Well, for people that have never owned a business, that kind of margin is really, really important, right?
Yes, it's very important, especially you know, with the tough times we're facing with you know, the food costs of inflation and everything, all the other back end costs with insurance and everything that goes up. It's been a big driver this fall so far. So we've really enjoyed it.
All right, before we tap you for your football expertise, is there any weekend promotions at Fuzzy's or Dickie's that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we always have our big tailgate, family packs, bulk meat packages, group packs, family packs, what we call them, at Dickie's. It makes it easy. We'll do all the smoking and cooking and take it, set it up, and, you know, just enjoy it with your group at tailgating. And then at Fuzzy's, we just have our happy hour promotions, our standard happy hour promotions that we always have with our weekend, always some good margaritas, and we have a new one right now that's called a Drockerita. You know, obviously we're in that time of year for spooky season, so a little play on that. So stop by and check us out.
Nothing better than some shrimp tacos and one of those blackberry frozen margaritas. Now that, my friend, that's a good meal there, Justin.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, let's move on to football. Now, this man knows his stuff here, Dima, so okay. I'm going to let you take over right now.
Yeah, so we're going to pick a few Sun Belt games. Obviously, no Southern Miss game this week. We'll have that back for you next week. There's actually two really interesting Power 5 versus, or I guess you say Power 4 matchups with Sun Belt opponents. The first is Oregon State, 0-5, on the road at App State. App State is a point and a half favorite at home. Who do you think will win?
Who you like, Justin? Oregon State at Arkansas State?
App State.
Well, App State doesn't seem to be this year. I know Oregon's 0-5, and I'm not a road kind of to pick that, but I'm going to go with Oregon State. They're going to get their first win.
I'm going to go with a Power 4 school. I think they're going to break out of that snap, and I think App State would be a good place to do that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to pick Appalachian State. I like them at home. I think that game's an afternoon game, and it's just a weird – it's a long trip for Oregon State to go all the way to North Carolina.
It's a weird matchup.
It's a very weird game. Yeah. ULM surprising the Warhawks on the road at Northwestern. Very interesting game. Northwestern's late, like listed as an 11.5-point favorite. Do the Warhawks upset
is
the
that,
Wildcats?
Is that Northwestern from the Big Ten?
Yes.
Okay. How you like that one, Justin?
Northwestern's I'm going with ULM. Make it quick and easy.
There you go.
Cover the spread.
I think ULM's been kind of a surprise, and what a big win that would be for them. So I'm gonna pick with my heart and hope that Monroe can pull that one out.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Northwestern. I think Northwestern gets it done at home, but I think ULM keeps it close. Last Sun Belt game: Texas State 3-1 on the road at Arkansas State. They're 13.5-point underdogs, are the Red Wolves, at home against Texas State.
Well, they've been kind of a disappointment.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say. And Texas State seems to be maybe the best team in the league right now. I'm going with Texas State. Justin?
Texas State.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Texas State too, but I think Arkansas State will keep it close. I think this is a home game, and I think they're going to at least show that there's something with Jalen Rayner and all them. Okay. Top 25 games, Vanderbilt. At Alabama, undefeated Vanderbilt on the road at Alabama. Bama is a 10.5-point favorite at home against Vanderbilt. Obviously, Vanderbilt beat Alabama a year ago.
Justin?
It's not happening 2 years in a row, Bama.
He just stole it right out of my mouth. I was going to say, that's not happening 2 years in a row. I'm going with Alabama.
I'm going to pick Vanderbilt. I think they beat them. I'm not high on Alabama at all. I don't think anybody in the SEC is good, to be honest. I like Pibula.
Where's the game?
In Tuscaloosa.
And you're picking Vanderbilt to beat Alabama.
I am. Okay. It's a bold pick, but I'm picking them to beat Alabama.
Okay.
The face that Bob just gave me. I wish we had a video component. All right, Miami, the number 3 team in the country, Miami, on the road at Florida State. Night game in Tallahassee.
That's a good one. Justin?
Yeah, I think Florida State's going to get it at home at night. They're going to rebound, and I think Miami's slightly overrated.
Well, I think that's going to be a heck of a football game. I'm going to lean in Justin's direction. I think Florida State probably wins a close game.
I'm going to pick Miami. I'm the outlier here.
But you also picked Vanderbilt.
I did. I think Vanderbilt's defensive line is really, really good. I'm not sold on Florida State yet because I don't think Alabama's good. So I think they just kind of got lucky. All right. Last pick is Iowa State, undefeated the Cyclones, the Fighting Kelly Sanders, on the road at Cincinnati.
We should say that Kelly is actually there.
He's
to
going
see
to
the
this,
game.
That's why I thought we should pick.
He's
this
going
game.
To see two games. He's going to see that in Detroit and Cincinnati, his other favorite team. His college team, I believe, will win over Cincinnati, and I think Kelly will be a humiliated man by the time the Detroit Lions game is over. Justin?
Here we go again, picking a road team, but I'm going to pick Iowa State. I think they play sound football, and I think it'll be a close one, but they're going to pull it out.
And who do you like between the Detroit Lions and the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, without that guy named Joe Burrow playing quarterback, I think it's going to be a tall task for the Bengals.
I agree. Yeah.
Last pick, we should just pick it. Probably the two worst teams in the NFL playing on Sunday, the Giants at the Saints. The Saints are favored. Ooh. The Saints are favored at home.
Justin, do the Aints, I mean the Saints, do they bounce back this weekend?
They've got to. They've got to stop the penalties. I mean, they just and I don't think Jackson Dart's going to be ready for the noise in the dome. So I'm going to pick the Saints to get their first win.
And I'm going to go along with Justin. I think the Saints are going to pull one out. You're going to be a happy man come Monday.
I think the Saints will win 6-3.
6-3. Hey, Justin, great to have you on the Eagle Hour, man. We really like you a lot. We thank you for all you do.
appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Justin Harris, everybody, at Fuzzy's Tacos. That's a good place to go. 6-3. And Vanderbilt to beat. All right.
Oh, I think Vanderbilt's going to win. On Monday, well, you won't be here. Tuesday,
yeah,
you'll know who's right.
Yeah. Let people know real quick, you've got a guest coming in. Well, you're going to take care of the show Monday, and you got somebody.
You'll be tuning into the Dio Mixon show on Monday.
That's right.
It's not as good as the Ben Woodenpickler show.
Well, that's,
but Scott
that's
Kirk not. With WDM is going to join me. We're going to be discussing the idea of ranking all 22 starters of Southern Miss football. We're going to do that for the whole show.
It's going to be a great show.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel close.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Justin Harris for joining us. Of course, Jay Ladner. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. That's the fourth segment of the show. And look, there's no Southern Miss football this weekend, so this would be a great weekend to go down and get a good shrimp poor boy and sit back and watch the big screen TVs, enjoy the Southern Miss memorabilia. Going to be a great weekend at 4th Street Bar and Grill. They're right there in the shadow of the Rock. You know where they're at. And we hope that you'll go by and tell Slade and that great group of guys that we said hello. And home repair, home remodeling, home construction, the weekend is here. Everything you'll need for your weekend project, you'll find out at MCS Home Center. They've got everything for the home, lawn, or garden, and it's all available with really friendly service. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, MCS Home Center. All right, Dima Mixon, news and notes as we head into the weekend.
Yeah, the only game since Wednesday was last night for the soccer team, who dropped a 5-0. I had to go to the schedule because they don't release the score in the press release anymore.
Now, as a journalist, how odd do you find that?
That's not good. I'm sorry, it's just not good. That's just bad writing.
I found that really odd.
It's interesting. And they haven't done it the past few ones, actually.
Yeah.
Anyways, but they lost 5-0 to Louisiana. The team drops to 2-9-1 overall. They're 1-4 in conference, and they play ULM this Sunday here in Hattiesburg. As for upcoming events, softball plays today against Jones College at 5 p.m. for that exhibition match over the softball complex. Women's volleyball is in action tonight.
Now they're doing good.
They're doing really good. They play Arkansas State tonight, another conference game. They're there all weekend as they play tomorrow and Sunday. Beach volleyball is at the AVCA Collegiate Beach Central Bid Tournament for beach volleyball there. Yeah, as you mentioned, the volleyball team has looked pretty good this season. I think 10-3 overall, 2-0 in conference.
Yeah,
so really good for
good start for them.
Ginny Hazelwood's
good deal.
A club over there. In other news, Southern Miss still has a chance at the college football playoff, according to Brownie College Football on Twitter.
Okay,
there's certain categories, Bob, and I'll let you guess where Southern Miss is at. It means this is the categories for the playoff eliminator: favorites, contenders, alive, miracle. Which one do you think Southern Miss is in?
Miracle.
That's a good guess. Southern Miss is in the Miracle. Now, I wanted to put this in there. ULM is listed in the contender
column. That's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen.
Just think ULM is in the contender column for the college football playoff.
Oh, no, not going to. What group of four team would you say would be likely to get in there?
I think right now it's looking like it's going to be a South Florida. South Florida's to lose.
Yeah.
I think, you know, especially since they have a Power Four win over Florida. Right now, I believe that's their only loss. Yeah, they're 3-1. They play Charlotte tonight, actually. So they're 3-1 with a pretty good quarterback. Their only loss right now is to Miami on the road, and they beat Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a Power Four win. They beat Boise State, who I think is the other like contender. Mm-hmm. So they have a win over them. I guess you can make an argument for Tulane, but Tulane really blew it against Ole Miss. I think they have to look competitive there. So I think right now it's South Florida's to lose. We'll see. I think Memphis has a say. Memphis obviously beat Arkansas 2 weeks ago. I don't know what their overall record is.
What the team?
Oh, wow. Okay, so Memphis is 5-0 with a win over an Arkansas. And let's see if they play. So, okay, on October 25th, they host South Florida. So that could be a game right there.
That could be the decide.
That could be the decide. That's going to be a great game.
SMU was the team last year, right?
No, it was Boise State.
Boise State, yep. Okay. Well, they're doing pretty well, right?
Yeah, but they lost to South Florida. Okay. So South Florida has a leg up on them.
I got you. Who's going to win it, Dima?
I don't know. Who's going to win it?
Well, your second favorite team is pretty good.
Hey, I'm not going to say that on this air,
yeah,
on the air, but I would say
just don't ever wear an LSU jersey like one of your predecessors did one time.
I would never do that.
No, I know.
Southern Miss is my first love, and I hope everybody who makes fun of me for liking Ohio State knows that.
All right, now tell me, a minute left, you write for Pine Belt News, great mm-hmm. publication. You know, Dima can tell you how to subscribe to that, but I know you cover all the sports in the area. The big game tonight, the big high school game that you're going to be focused on is?
Peddle versus West Jones. Peddle's look pretty good this season. You know, they're 3-2, and they're going to host a really good West Jones team in Peddle this week. So I'll be there for that. One of my freelancers will be over at Sacred Heart. They have started off really good. They're 4-1. And then next week, Bob, is a really big game right across the street from us. Peddle on the road at Oak Grove, which is mm-hmm. always a huge game here in the Pine Belt. So you can read all my writing at Hub City Spokes. It's not great writing, but you're welcome to read it.
No, it's very good writing. You can hear all the Peddle games, too, of course, right here on our Hattiesburg station, 97.3. We do the Jones County Game of the Week in Laurel, 99.3. Something tells me that's, I haven't checked, that would probably be the West Jones Peddle game. I'm not 100% sure about mm-hmm. that. But definitely Peddle on 97.3 every Friday night. All right, that wraps it up. Dima's going to take control of the ship come Monday. Kelly and I will both be back Tuesday. Thank you very much for listening. Dima, I hope you have a good weekend off and you don't have a football game.
I don't know if it's
Saturday
a weekend off, but I'll enjoy tomorrow. Let's just say that.
We'll be back Monday. Thank you very much for listening. Southern Miss to the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.